A few weeks ago on Main Menu, we took a look at the Windows Volume Control, and we received a lot of positive feedback about that program. We were asked by people to do some more of these mini-tutorials, and a lot of people who wrote those emails all said they wanted information about Windows Explorer. And so we will do that. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to cover Windows Explorer in one session here on Main Menu, so it looks like we may have a little bit of a mini-series on our hands. To begin with, let's just talk briefly before we go to the keyboard about what Windows Explorer does. Windows Explorer is a utility that's really at the heart of the Windows operating systems, whether they be 95, 98, Millennium, or 2000 and other NT-type derivatives. They are quite similar, but there are some interface differences, and so it's important to say that in this instance, I'm using Windows 98, and some of the commands may be a little bit different depending on the version of Windows that you have. But hopefully we'll make this generic enough for the concepts to be useful to you. There is, of course, the My Computer utility that is also on Windows, and people often ask, what's the difference? Why should you use Windows Explorer instead of My Computer? My Computer is really a kind of a subset of Windows Explorer. It doesn't have all of the features. It's really designed to explore the drives and peripherals that are on your computer, and also those network drives, if you happen to be in a network environment, that you have access to by drive letter. In other words, somebody has mapped those network drives to a drive letter on your computer so that you can easily access them. Windows Explorer goes much further. In fact, what is not often understood is that you can actually use Windows Explorer to go to websites and FTP sites and do things that are well and truly beyond the capacity of My Computer. So the first thing we need to do in this mini-tutorial is launch Windows Explorer. That seems reasonable enough. There are a number of ways that you can do this. Just like most things in Windows, there are many ways to do things. If you have a keyboard that does not have the extra Windows keys. These keyboards are quite common, but if you have an older keyboard that doesn't have them, and by that I mean you haven't got a Windows key between your Control key and your Alt key on the left of the keyboard, and you don't have another Windows key and a context key, often called the application key, on the right of your keyboard, then you will need to go to the Start menu, and then choose Programs, and choose Windows Explorer, at least in Windows 98. In Millennium, it could well be in a different place. But for Windows 98 users, and 95 as well, it is Start Menu, Programs, Windows Explorer. For those of us who do have the Windows keyboards, the Microsoft keyboards, there is an even easier way, and it's really good to get into the habit of using this shortcut key. One can simply hold the Windows key down, or the Start Menu key down, and press the letter E, which I will do now.
Preview. My computer. Expanded. 13 items. 1 of 7. Tab 2.
Now, I'm using Window Eyes for this demonstration because, to be quite frank with everybody, at the risk of starting a controversy, in my opinion, Window Eyes is better with Windows Explorer than JAWS for Windows is, and I'll come to that a little bit later to explain why I believe that's the case. But you heard Windows Explorer tell us that we're in My Computer, and that really means that at the moment when you pop into Windows Explorer, you really are in a similar situation to that you'd be in if you went to the My Computer utility from the desktop. You have a lot more capacity to do different things, though. The first thing that we need to tell you about with respect to Windows Explorer is that you have two distinct interfaces for navigating around your computer. By default, in Windows 98, we're landed in the tree view of Windows Explorer, and in both Window Eyes and JAWS for Windows, there is context-sensitive help that's provided by the screen reader manufacturer. If you're using JAWS for Windows, you would press Insert F1 to get some help about the control that you're on. If you're using Window Eyes, that equivalent command is Control Shift F1. I'm using Window Eyes, and I'm going to press that key now.
Read only. Edit box. This is a preview. Use the up and down arrow keys to move through the choices and to left and right. Arrows to open and close branches of the tree. Dialogue. Help information.
Okay, we'll just hit escape to get out of that help. One doesn't need to do that in JAWS for Windows, one of the advantages, of course, of the help in WindowEyes is that you can review it. You can use your up and down arrows to review what is a read-only edit box. So that makes it a bit easy to kind of digest the information sometimes, particularly, not necessarily in that case, but particularly in other cases where you have a lot of information that you need to absorb from that screen reader context sensitive help command. Now, as I say, we're in the tree view interface of Windows Explorer by default. That means that if I down arrow, I'm going to focus on my floppy disk drive. And this is the first thing that tends to confuse people about Windows Explorer. This unfriendly fact that when you down arrow, if you don't have a floppy disk in your drive, this will happen.
Floppy drive, 3 floppy, closed, 1 of 13, tab 3, R equals retry, button, dialog, exploring my computer, graphic, is not accessible. The device is not ready. Default. R equals retry.
A is not accessible, the device is not ready, and we have two buttons, a retry button and a cancel button. Now, you can get around this problem by down arrowing twice very quickly, because it does take about a second or so once you arrow down to drive A for it to have focus. I'm going to tap to the cancel button.
Cancel. Button. Exploring my computer. Preview. My computer. Expanded.
And we're now back at the top of this expanded bit of tree view with my computer. There is a second way to navigate in Windows Explorer, and it's the way that I prefer. But there is no right or wrong way to do this. Some people prefer the tree view concept where you have, like branches on a tree, your drives, your folders, and your files, and you can just go through your drives and then expand the drive you're interested in, expand the folder that you're interested in by hitting the right arrow key, and you'll find your files. And we'll come and define those terms about drives and files and folders shortly. So the way that I choose to navigate Windows Explorer is with the conventional list type view, the list view. Now I'm going to hit the tab key.
Top, floppy drive. 3 floppy, 3-inch floppy disk, 1 of 13, no selected item, list view.
Now I'm in a simple list view, and as WindowEyes will tell me if I hit Control-Shift-F1, and JAWS will say a similar thing if I hit Insert-F1.
Read only, edit box, this is a list view. Use the arrow keys to navigate, or hit the first letter of the item you wish to move to. To select a continuous group of items, use the shifted arrow keys. To select items that are not continuous, use the control arrows with the spacebar. Dialogue.
And we'll come back to some of those things a little bit later. So, those context-sensitive help features that are in both JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes, and perhaps other screen readers as well, really are quite useful as long as you get into the habit of using them. So we've tabbed away from the tree view interface, just one press of the tab key, and Windows 98 does it, and we're now in the list view. It's the same information, it's just presented in a different format, and in my opinion a slightly easier format to navigate. So we have the floppy drive now, and this is one of the reasons, by the way, if I hit a down arrow key.
Neuter Z, local disk, 26.5 GB, 1.49 GB, 2 of 13.
Yes, about time I had a cleanup, as you can hear, I'm running out of disk space. but that's my drive C. Now, if you're arrowing down in JAWS for Windows, you will hear that it's drive C, but you won't get that additional information. And one of the things I really do like about the way that WindowEyes is handling Windows Explorer is that it is actually querying the control, the list view control, to give you the maximum amount of information, such as how much capacity is free, how big the file is, etc. Now, there is a way to get to this information in JAWS for Windows, but it does depend on being sure that you have Windows Explorer configured correctly, so we're going to go through that before we deal with reading the status line, because at the moment it's very possible that you may not have a status line to read, depending on who configured Windows Explorer for you and how they configured it. Windows Explorer can be a real nightmare to navigate in and to get results with if it hasn't been configured correctly, so I want to spend some time doing that before we start exploring Windows Explorer, so to speak. To do a lot of the configuring, we need to go to the View menu, and we'll explore the rest of the menus a bit later, but we've got to get the configuration right first. So to bring up the View menu, we hit Alt-V, which is a pretty standard Windows command.
F equals File pull down, V equals View pull down, T equals Toolbars pull down.
The Toolbars submenu is the submenu that you go to when you want to ensure that appropriate toolbars are turned on and perhaps inappropriate toolbars are turned off. Toolbars are kind of rows of buttons that are displayed on the screen. They help sighted people immensely to have quick point and click access to functions that they want to use regularly. I'm going to press the Enter key to get into the Toolbars submenu.
S equals standard buttons checked.
We want the standard buttons checked in most cases. They are the buttons that allow you to rename files, get file properties, various other important functions.
A equals address bar checked.
And we want the address bar checked most definitely because we're going to be making extensive use of the address bar a little bit later.
L equals links.
The links toolbar we don't really need checked. That is a feature that comes in handy for some people in Internet Explorer. But in the way that we're going to be using Windows Explorer, and the fact that you have two major Explorer products on a computer can be complicated, but Internet Explorer is for the web. Windows Explorer is predominantly for files and folders on computers that you have access to, including, of course, your own. So let's leave that one unchecked. If it says
L equals links.
Links and then a check after it, you might want to press Enter to uncheck it, and then you'll be popped out of the menu. So you'll need to go back into the View menu with Alt-V, choose Toolbars, which is the first option, and keep on arrowing through.
R equals radio.
The radio toolbar is a feature, again, that's useful in Internet Explorer. It gives you access to a range of radio stations on the Internet, and you can add your own radio stations, and maybe that's something we need to talk about sometime.
T equals text labels checked.
Well, you most definitely want text labels checked, otherwise you'll just get graphical icons that will come up with these standard buttons that we've selected, and that won't be much help to us, although it's possible that your screen reader has labeled those graphical icons so that it will recognize them even when there are no text labels. Better to be safe than sorry, though, so it's good to make sure that the text labels are checked. Again, if you hear no check mark after that, you need to hit Enter to check it, and then go back into the View menu and then choose Toolbars.
S equals standard.
Although you don't really need to, because we're back around at the top. Like most pull-down menus in Windows, this has wrapped around, and we're back at the top to the standard buttons, which we have checked. So we don't want to press Enter to get out of this menu, otherwise it will uncheck what's checked and checked what's unchecked if we're on an option that's currently not selected. So we just tap the Alt key to get out of this menu.
Menu closed. New drive C. Local disk.
And now I'm back in my new drive C, which is the current item that has focus. That's the first bit of configuration of Windows Explorer that we need to do to get the toolbars right. But there's more, so we'll go back into the View menu and continue down with Alt V.
F equals File Pull Down. V equals T equals Toolbars Pull Down. B equals Status Bar.
Now, here we are. You see that it says Status Bar, and it's not checked. It is important to check this, particularly if you're a JFW user, because JFW users are likely to make a lot more use of this status bar than WindowWise users are, although there are times when it's useful for WindowWise users as well. So, press Enter if, like me, you have the status bar unchecked.
Menu closed. New drive C.
Now we go back into the View menu and arrow down with Alt V, and we'll arrow down.
V equals status bar checked.
And you now hear the check mark by the status bar, so it has in fact done its job.
E equals Explorer bar pull down.
This is the Explorer bar, and we'll have a little look in here.
S equals search control E.
Pressing Enter. We don't really want the search feature available. This is, again, for web surfing.
F equals favorites control I.
Favorites are available from within Windows Explorer, and we don't really want the favorites list to always be visible, which is what would happen if we pressed Enter to turn this on. But as you can hear, there are shortcut keys. So if you ever do want to search the web from within Windows Explorer or bring up a list of favorites, I would personally suggest that you use the favorites menu to do that. But you can press Ctrl-E for search and Ctrl-I for favorites at any time from within Windows Explorer or, for that matter, from within Internet Explorer.
H equals history, Ctrl-H.
Again, this is a web-related feature. The history will show you the pages that you have visited. And how much history you get really depends on how you've configured it in the tools options of Internet Explorer. You can also configure it from the control panel of Windows by choosing Internet Options.
O equals folders checked.
And we certainly want folders checked, so we'll leave that checked.
T equals tip of the day.
We don't want the tip of the day.
D equals discuss.
And the discuss bar is a feature that I've never used, so we can try pushing Shift F1 to see if it will tell us what the discuss bar does. That does nothing. I wonder if F1 will tell us. It does nothing either. So we'll just have to be in blissful ignorance about the discuss bar.
Real.com.
There is a real.com toolbar here that the Real player has added. We don't want that on at the moment, but that also gives you access to a range of Real Networks-related products and radio stations as well.
S equals search, control E.
We haven't really made any changes to the Explorer bar, so we will press Alt to get out. And go back into the View menu with Alt V.
F equals File pull-down. V equals View pull-down. V equals status bar checked. E equals Explorer bar pull-down.
I'm just down arrowing through these options.
W equals as web page.
If you have a check mark beside the as web page option, you definitely don't want it. It is far easier to use Windows Explorer, and for that matter the My Computer utility, when this View as web page option is not checked. If you find you have a check mark there, then uncheck it by pressing Enter and then popping back into the menus. If you don't hear a check mark after View as web page, then it's set up the way it should be.
G equals large icon.
Now we have a series of options that determine the way that files and folders, the building blocks of Windows as it were, and drives for that matter, are displayed on your computer screen. If large icons is selected, then the icons are, as you would expect, quite large, and they're arranged horizontally. This is a bit of a mission for screen reader users, because sometimes it's quite difficult to tell where a file is going to appear, because they can be horizontally across the screen. And as you down arrow, you may find that your files and folders make quite large jumps because they're actually going horizontally across the screen. So the summary is, if you're a screen reader user exclusively, I can't see why you would want large icons checked.
M equals small icons.
Similarly, the smaller icons are also laid out horizontally, and the only difference is that the icons are smaller, so I would suggest you leave that alone as well.
L equals list.
Now, the list option is certainly an option that is screen reader friendly. This displays your files and folders in column format, and as you up and down arrow through your list of files and folders, as you come to the end of one column, a down arrow will cause you to pop up to the top of the next column, so it's an extremely reliable way to navigate. When the list option is selected, you will only get the barest of details, such as the name of the file or the name of the drive. And that's about it. If we down arrow one more time.
D equals details checked.
Details, and you can hear that's checked. This particularly makes a difference for WindowEyes users, because when details is checked, you will hear when you get your drive and file information, useful stuff, immediately without any additional key presses, such as, in the case of arrowing through drives, the drive's capacity, how much space is used, and how much space is free. In the case of the files on your computer, you'll be able to hear what program the file is associated with. For example, if you have an MP3 file, and you're not quite sure which player has currently gained control over your MP3 files, it might say Winamp Media File, it might say Windows Media File, it might say Real Player File. So that's quite useful, and it will tell you how big the file is. So I certainly recommend the Details option, which I have checked. If yours isn't on Details, you might like to put it there. List is also a good option, but as I say, if you've got large or small icons selected, I would unselect it if I were you.
I equals arrange icons pull down.
Now we have the arrange icons option. This is a sub-menu, and I'm going to come back to it because it's more of an advanced feature. It's something that a lot of users tend to ignore because they get put off by the graphical-sounding name of the sub-menu, arrange icons. I'm going to come back to it, as I say.
U equals lineup icons disabled.
Lineup icons is disabled, and we won't deal with that just now.
R equals refresh.
Refresh, this can be useful feature to use, to get into the habit of using, if you've been doing a lot of file manipulation, and we'll come back to refresh later.
O equals folder options. Dialog.
Folder options is something we need to have a good play with, because by default, Windows sets up Windows Explorer in a pretty inefficient way, in my view. So let's go in there now by pressing Enter.
Menu closed. Property sheet. Dialog. Folder options. Graphic. Graphic. General. View. File types.
As you can hear, we're in a multi-page dialog box. We've got general, view, file types, and perhaps other things across the top. These are tab controls, and we can press Control Tab to move between the different panes on the screen, or we can use the tab key to find the tab control and then use our left and right arrow to move between the panes. We can also use the tab and shift tab key to move through the options in each pane of this multi-page dialog. So the first page that we're on is the general page in this multi-page dialog, and I'm going to see what we have.
Windows Desktop Update. C equals classic style. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 3.
We have a series of radio buttons, 3 radio buttons, and classic style is how the Windows Desktop Update is currently selected. If I up arrow.
Top. Windows Desktop Update. W equals web style. Radio button. Checked. 1.
I highly recommend not using this, because you're going to get windows coming up as web pages when you're exploring files, etc., and that's really not an ideal way for us to navigate. Let's down arrow twice to get to the third option.
Button. Windows Desktop Update. U equals custom based on settings you choose. Radio button. Checked. 3 of 3.
Now, in most cases, you may not prefer to go for this option, except for one thing. And I'm going to show you this one thing. Now that we've chosen the custom option, there's a new button that's appeared when we tab.
S equals settings. Dialog. Button.
This is the settings button, and WindowEyes is telling me that it will bring up a dialog. I'm going to press the space bar to activate this button.
Okay. Button. Dialog. Custom settings. Graphic. Graphic. Active desktop. Group box. C equals customize. Button. Graphic.
All right, let's just find out what the first option is.
Okay. Chance. C equals customize. Button. Active desktop. U equals use Windows Classic Desktop. Radio button. Checked.
Yes, we want to use the Windows Classic Desktop.
Button. Browse folders as follows. W equals open each folder in its own window. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
Now, this is something that you may well want to change if you use the My Computer utility quite a bit, and you don't like the fact that every time you go to a new folder on your computer, it opens another window, then you may want to fix this, and I'll show you how to do that in just a second. Having said that, sometimes having lots of windows open on the screen can be an advantage, and you can close them all at once. As you probably know, the window close command for just about every application in the world, bar a couple of misbehaving ones, is Alt-F4. You hold down the Alt key and press F4. In the case of My Computer, where you may have a whole lot of folders open and each folder is in a different window, you can close them all at once by pushing Alt-Shift-F4. So you hold down the Alt and the Shift key and press F4. But if you don't want to be bothered with that, and there are advantages for navigation, which we'll come to later, in having it all in one window, then you can up arrow.
Top. Browse folders as follows. M equals open each folder in the same window. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
And there you have open each folder in the same window. And we'll come to those navigational advantages a bit later in our look at Windows Explorer. Bear in mind that this doesn't have any effect on your navigation in Windows Explorer, because by default Windows Explorer is going to open things in the same window anyway, but it will have a big impact if you at any time use the My Computer utility. Let's continue to tab.
Button. View web content in folders. O equals only for folders where I select as web page view menu. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
We won't change that at the moment.
Button. Click items as follows. D equals double-click to open an item, single-click to select. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
And that's pretty standard, so we won't change that either.
Okay. Button.
And we'll get out of here, because we've made the one change that I think we need to make, and I will press the spacebar.
Property sheet. Dialog. Folder options. Graph.
So we've now configured our custom options.
Close. Button. A equals apply. Button. Tab control. General.
So we've dealt with the General tab. I'm now over the tab control, so I can hit the right arrow key to get to the next one.
View.
Which is the View tab. And I'm going to tab through now and make some changes.
L equals like current folder. Button.
We will get to that, actually. We're going to make some changes and then press that button. Because what we're doing here is we're setting up this particular folder that we're in just the way we like it. Once we've done that, we want to make sure that all folders behave like this one. But we'll finish making the changes before we press that button, for obvious reasons.
R equals reset all folders. Button. Advanced settings. Preview. Files and folders. Expanded.
Right,
items.
Here we are with the advanced settings, and there are some really important things to deal to in here. So let's down arrow. The advanced settings are already expanded, and so we will just down arrow through the options here.
Allow all uppercase names off. 1 of 8.
I don't see any reason to change that, so we'll leave it off. I'm just down arrowing through the options now.
Display the full path and title bar on.
Now, this is not a default in Windows, and I've turned it on. That means that if you're using WindowWise, you would press Control-Shift-T. If you're using JAWS for Windows, you would use Insert-T. And when you use that command, when you're in Windows Explorer, or for that matter, my computer, you will hear the full path of the folder that you're working in. Now, what do I mean by full path? By full path, I mean the drive and the folder that you're in. Because by default, Windows Explorer or my computer will only tell you the folder name. Now, why is that a problem? Well, let's imagine, for example, that you have a CD-ROM that you have in your computer that you use to back things up on. You have a folder on your hard disk, drive C, called My Documents. But for backup purposes, you also have a folder on your a CD-ROM that you use for backup, also called My Documents. Your CD-ROM is called Drive D, and your hard disk is called Drive C. But when you press Insert-T or Control-Shift-T, depending on the screen reader you're using, Windows will say Exploring My Documents. Well, which My Documents? Because you've got two, your CD-ROM and your computer. If you turn this option on to display the full path in the title bar, it will say Exploring C:\MyDocuments or Exploring D:\MyDocuments, it becomes a lot clearer. So turn this one on. And to do that, you press the spacebar if you need to. So if I hit spacebar now,
display the full path and title bar off.
It's off.
2 of 8.
I'm going to hit space again.
Display the full path and title bar on.
And it's on. Let's down arrow to the next option.
Hidden files. Expanded. 3 items. 3 of 8.
Here we are in the hidden files section. Windows tries to protect users from themselves. I guess because of the way I use the computer, I find this incredibly patronizing. If you are worried about deleting or messing with really important files that, if you mess with them inappropriately, could completely stop your computer from working, then you may well not want to change the Windows defaults. If you're the kind of person who does not, under any circumstances, want to be deprived of information about what files are on your computer, then you will want to change them. Proceed at your own risk. As long as you're careful about not editing or deleting critical files, you'll be all right to change these options. But as I say, there is some danger that you could accidentally select a file in a group of selections, which we'll come to later, and bing, it's gone to the recycle bin or worse. Anyway,
do not show hidden files off. 1 of 3.
Do not show hidden files is off. So this means that if there are hidden files on your computer, and they're probably hidden for a very good reason, in most cases, then if this is turned on, you won't see them.
Do not show hidden or system files off. 2.
Do not show hidden or system files. System files are files that have a pretty major impact on your system. They include the initialization files that pass a whole lot of configuration options to Windows when Windows starts. They may include autoexec.bat and config.sys, which are legacies of DOS, which up until Windows 98 can still play a critical part. And there are other files as well, such as the Windows registry. That's definitely in there.
Show all files on.
Show all files on. That's what I have on. So there is no hiding of any files at all. You make a personal choice about this, and just bear in mind the slight dangers of accidental deletion or editing.
Hide file extensions for known file types. 4.
Now, hide file extensions for known file types. I strongly recommend that you turn this off for two reasons. The first one, I guess I should put the most important one first, viruses. I mentioned this on a main menu a few months ago, that some unscrupulous idiots have taken advantage of the fact that Windows by default hides file extensions of certain types. When Windows can see that a certain kind of document is to be associated with a certain program, by default it won't show you the file extension. The reason why virus developers have been able to take advantage of that is that Windows knows about the .vbs extension, which are the Visual Basic Script files, and they have been the source of a lot of nasties lately. What these virus developers have been doing is, if you like, creating a blind file extension, if you'll pardon the pun. They have created, let's say, a file called virus.txt.vbs, and obviously they're not going to call it virus. It may well be something like ilovyou.txt.vbs, which is what the file actually was called. When you see that file attached to a message in your email client, all you see, if the hide file extensions option is turned on, is ilovyou.txt. And of course, users think, well, everybody knows you can't get a virus from a text file, which you can't, so they open the file and they're infected. The difference is, you see, it's not a text file, it's a VBS file, a Visual Basic Script file, from which you most certainly can get a virus. But because the VBS extension is hidden, you don't know it's a VBS file. So that's the first very good reason why you really should have this feature turned off. The second one is that having access to information about the file extension can help you to work out what program is going to launch a particular file that you've found in your Windows Explorer or My Computer. It's a good practice, for example, to get to know the fact that a .doc file is generally these days associated with Microsoft Word, and that a .xls file is associated with Excel, and so on. So, I couldn't emphasize enough, turn this feature off. So we'll just check how mine is set.
Remember, each folder's view, hide file extensions for known file types off.
It's off. If yours is on, hit the space bar to turn it off. And in fact, it is on by default.
Remember, each folder's view settings off.
And you definitely want this one off, because what we're going to do is, once we've set this folder up correctly, we're going to make all the other folders look the same. So you want to turn this off.
Show file attributes and detail view off. 6.
You may well want to know whether a file is hidden or read-only, the different attributes that the file has. If you do, then turn this on. If you don't care to know whether a file is hidden or whatever, you can leave that off. I'm actually going to turn it on.
Show file attributes and detail view on. 6 of 8.
Now I'm going to down arrow again.
Show map network drive button and toolbar off. 7 of 8.
Show map network drive button and toolbar off. Well, I have this turned off even though I'm on a network, because I don't often use the toolbar. So chances are you want to leave it off, but if you're the kind of person that likes to explore the toolbars and use them that way, using your mouse movement keys, your Jaws cursor or whatever, then feel free to turn this on. We will talk about what mapping a network drive is a little bit later.
Show pop-up description for folder and desktop items. Off.
And this is a pop-up description for folder and desktop items. It will sometimes give you some useful information, so you may want to turn that on. We'll try turning it on.
Show pop-up description for folder and desktop items. On. 8. Of 8.
And now let's down arrow to the next branch of this tree.
Visual settings. Expanded. Hide icons when desktop is viewed as web page off. Show window contents while dragging off. Smooth edges of screen fonts off. Smooth edges of screen fonts.
And that's the bottom. And that's essentially okay. Leave those the way they come. Now, we have made some pretty important changes to the way that Windows Explorer behaves. And so what we're going to do now is make them apply to all folders. So I'm going to tab.
D equals restore defaults. Close. A equals apply. Tab control. View, L equals like current folder, button.
No, I'm going to hit the apply button first.
View, L equals apply.
Just to be safe.
L equals like.
And now.
R equals, L equals like current
folder. I'm going to press the spacebar over the button for like current folder.
Y equals yes, button, dialog, folder views, graphic, graphic. Set all the folders on your computer to match the current folder's view. Settings except for tubers. Changes will occur the next time you open them. Default. Y equals yes.
So I hit Y for yes, and what this is doing, remember, is because we've made all of these changes, it is now applying those changes to all folders on the computer.
L equals like current folder.
And that is now done. And we're going to go to the OK button.
Tab cancel. OK. Button.
And press Enter.
Exploring my computer.
And now we have configured Windows Explorer to behave in a pretty acceptable way in terms of screen readers. Now let's take a look at exploring your computer. We're still in the list view. If I hit my window title key, which in WindowEyes is Control-Shift-T and in JAWS for Windows is Insert-T.
Exploring my computer normal.
It says exploring my computer, and WindowEyes says normal to tell me that the window is in its normal state and not maximized. Just to avoid any complications, it is a good idea to maximize the window. I'm going to do that just by pressing Alt Spacebar to get into the control menu.
System pull down.
And now
R equals restore disabled.
I'm going to hit X for maximize.
Menu closed.
And to verify that that's worked, I can now hit my window title key again, and WindowEyes will tell me that it's maximized.
Exploring my computer maximized.
Lovely. Now we're exploring my computer and we're at the top of the list view. Remember, we came in on a tree view, which is one way to navigate this information, and I made the comment that it's probably easier to use the list view, and we simply get there by tabbing to the list view, just one press of the tab key. There are other controls here, and we'll come to those in just a moment.
Top, floppy drive, 3 floppy, 3-inch floppy disk, 1 of 13. No select.
I've got 13 items. This is just down arrow, and I can tell you a bit about what they are.
Neuter and C. Local disk. 26.5 GB. 1.41 GB.
That is my new drive C, which is a 26 gig drive, and it's only got 1 point something gigs free because I haven't backed a few things up for a wee while, like old main menus that I need to put onto a CD for posterity.
Audio CDD. CD-ROM disk. 463 MB. 0 bytes. 3 of 13.
Now that's WindowEyes telling me that it's an audio CD, it's drive D, there's 463 megs of data on that audio CD, that's in one of the two CD-ROM drives that I have. And if JAWS for Windows isn't telling you all that, you can do a number of things. You can actually use the right arrow key to move the view a bit to the right. You may also be able to get additional information by in JAWS for Windows by holding down the control key and pressing the number pad plus, which certainly when it comes to file names will stop truncating them. So it's a good idea to get into the habit of doing a control numpad plus if you're a JAWS for Windows user. Also, you can always read the status line. In JAWS for Windows, that's insert and the number pad page down. And in WindowEyes, it's control insert S.
One object has selected free space 0 bytes, capacity 463 MB my computer.
So, that also gives us that information in a slightly different format. I'm going to continue to arrow through the list of the drives and other things that I can access from this My Computer window using Windows Explorer.
E. CD-ROM disk. 4 of 13.
That's my CD rewritable. And it's got nothing in there at the moment, it's just drive E, and they tell me that it's a CD-ROM disk.
Network drive, C on MPS FMF, network connection, 19.0 GB, 1.87 GB, 5 of 13.
That is a computer that's connected to my network that we have here at my company. It's running the new FM radio station that I'm setting up called MBS FM, which is a name familiar to many of you. And it's full of Otstuke files. It's a 19 gig drive. Basically all that's on there is Windows and Otstuke and Ots media files, and there's only about 1 point something gigs free. So there's a lot of stuff on there. And I like to be able to have access to that computer on my network quickly. And so that's why I've mapped that computer to a drive letter name, and I'll talk a bit more about that later.
Network drive. See on Amanda SG. Network connection. 12.1 GB. 9.14 GB. 6 of 13.
Again, this is a network drive that we have. It's Amanda's computer, my wife Amanda, and that belongs to her computer inside, because I'm in the studio at the moment, which is a separate building. And she's got lots of space, despite all the pictures she's been taking with her digital camera that she got for her birthday. So sometimes she needs me to flick a document through to her. I just put it on her drive. It's quite an easy way to transfer material inside and outside.
Printers.
I'm just down arrowing through here. Now, you will definitely have a printers folder in your My Computer, which we're exploring using Windows Explorer. This allows you to make changes to the printers that you have. You can add additional printers. You can change the properties of printers that are already installed. And I'm going to down arrow some more now.
Control panel, system folder, 8 of 13.
Control panel is a very fun thing to play with, and perhaps we need to do a separate tutorial on that. That allows you to make all sorts of changes to the way that your computer behaves and interacts with different peripherals, such as modems, and joysticks, and scanners, and cameras, and it allows you to add and remove programs that you have. You may have installed a program just to try it out off the internet. Maybe it was a demo and you don't want to buy it, you don't like it enough. Maybe it was freeware, but you've just decided that you don't really want it on your system anymore. You can add and remove software, and you can also add and remove Windows components from Control Panel. I'm going to down arrow again.
Blazy Engineering Note Taker, System Folder, 9. Of 13.
This is WinDisk, and it introduces a folder called Blazy Engineering Note Taker onto my computer. It allows me to quickly transfer material to and from my Blazy Note Taker, and we covered that a couple of weeks ago.
Dial-up networking, system folder, 10 of 13.
I'm not actually sure why I have dial-up networking on this computer, because I never use a modem, but this is the folder that allows you to make connections to an internet service provider, or in some cases some sort of corporate environment, using a modem. And this allows you to select connections that you've set up, and also to create new connections if you need to.
HP SimpleTrax system folder.
HP SimpleTrax is a feature that is installed into Windows with EasyCD Creator, so you may not have it if you don't have EasyCD Creator.
Scheduled tasks.
Scheduled task is probably something that you will have. It's the task manager feature of Windows 98, certainly, and I suppose it's still in Millennium. And it allows you to have a look at tasks that you want performed, automated functions. It can be anything from, you could use it to set up a recording schedule for a program like SoundForge. You generally, more commonly, use it for regularly defragmenting your hard disk, doing a scan for viruses, something of that kind.
Bottom, web folders. System.
And web folders, which we'll certainly come to at some point in this look at Windows Explorer. So what we're doing is having a look at what are effectively drives and folders. Windows Explorer organizes its material in a hierarchy. It shows you drives first, then it shows you folders, and then it shows you files. That's an important concept to remember, and it's not difficult to remember because a drive is kind of, you know, a major thing. A drive is normally a piece of hardware of some kind on which information is stored. Then the next most significant thing other than a drive is a folder, a place in which files are stored. The reason why you have folders is that it is really kind of a management issue. If you had files just all higgledy-piggledy all over your hard disk in one big place, it would be really quite difficult to keep track of everything. So you separate your files into folders, much like a filing cabinet, I guess you would say. And then you have files. Now, some folders will contain other folders. For example, if you go into the program files folder in your C drive, you will find a whole lot of other folders for each program that you have on your hard disk that's installed into Windows, or for many programs anyway, not all of them observe the program files convention, but most do these days. So if you went into program files, you would, for example, find a folder for Winamp, a folder for Windows Media Player, whatever it might be. And then you have files. Files can be text files, they can be programs, in other words, the program that starts Microsoft Word, and they can be a file that is used by a program, such as a Word document or a spreadsheet from Excel, a PowerPoint presentation, or an MP3 file. But winamp.exe, which is the program, is a file as well. So that's how Windows Explorer structures things. I'm going to hit the Home key. Because we're in a list view, all the standard keys apply. So I can hit the Home key to get to the top of a list.
Top, floppy drive, 3 floppy.
And of course I can hit the End key to get to the bottom of the list.
Bottom, web folders, sit.
I can hit the first letter of the drive I'm interested in. For example, I know that my drive is still called New Drive. I've had it for a while, so I should call it something different. But it is, and so I can hit the N key.
New Drive C.
And I've jumped straight to New Drive C. Now, to open this drive and have a look at what's on my New Drive C, I can simply press Enter.
Top. Apple Archives.
And the first thing is ACB Archives. These are files that I'm waiting to put into the ACB On Demand Archives. Now I can down arrow. ACB IDs. These are things that I use when I'm broadcasting live on ACB Radio Interactive. And so it goes on. All of these folders are in alphabetical order, and I'm being presented with a list of folders first. So then if there are any files in my root directory, my root folder, I will see them after I've seen all of the folders that are displayed at the top of this list. Now, if I hit the letter W, for example,
WAV, file folder,
I've jumped straight to my WAV folder. And incidentally, WindowWise is giving me a lot of information here. For example,
WAV, file folder, 31030001511, 109/184.
Now, it's telling me that this folder was created on the 31st of March 2000, and I can get some information similarly by checking the status line. If Jaws isn't speaking that much information for you, you can press your status line key.
Hourglass, one object has selected my computer. Arrow.
So it doesn't quite tell you the same stuff. You will have to, in Jaws, use the right arrow key to get more of that information. You can also, in some cases, read the current line, and it will give you a lot more information than simply up and down arrowing would. So in that case, you can just press, in Jaws, your insert and number pad 8 key to read the current line, and you'll get quite a bit of information there. It just is a little easier in WindowWise because of the automatic nature of all of this information. And of course, if you don't want the information, you can just tap the control key to stop it from being spoken. Now we have the WAV folder. If I hit down arrow again,
WB, file folder.
There's WB, which is my window bridge directory.
Web, file folder.
And we have web.
Web 96, file folder.
And there's a whole lot of stuff here. So let's say that I want to get straight to the WindowEyes folder, which is called WinEyes. I could certainly keep down arrowing. I could hit W and keep down arrowing, or I could actually repeatedly hit W. But if you're quick, because you're in a list view control, you can actually type as much of the file name or folder name as you need to. So if I type WINE really quickly,
WinEyes.
There I am, straight at the WinEyes folder. So it's a really efficient way to navigate around, to just type a few characters of the folder name or the file name, depending on what you're looking for, quickly, and you'll jump straight there. I can press Enter to open the WinEyes folder.
Top, manual, file folder.
And you see there is another folder underneath the WinEyes folder. This is the folder in which WindowEyes stores its manual. I can down arrow now.
Set. File folder.
There's a folder for set files.
98help.000.
And now we're into the actual files on this computer. 98help.000 is the set file that WindowEyes uses when Windows 98's help is loaded. This is the new one, where you have kind of two panes on the screen, and you select the help topic you want and press Enter, and then you press F6 to get into the actual material. That's the new 98help. Not so new now, I suppose. Doesn't time fly? So if I'm looking for, let's say, the Winamp set files, I can type WINA should be enough in this folder.
Winamp.000.
And there you go. We're on Winamp.000 immediately. And our time is up for this week, but next week we'll continue our look at Windows Explorer, this time manipulating files, copying them, cutting them, pasting them, renaming them, and all sorts of other things as well, sending them to other places, all coming up next week in our ongoing look at Windows Explorer.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Now it's time for us to log off for another week. Thank you for joining us on behalf of all the Main Menu team. Have a good week. Catch you back next week.